Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And he did not know why God would have him turn around, but he did. When he got back home, he found out that there were six children from their church. Their mom and dad had gotten killed in a car accident. And the Lord had pressed upon his heart to take the children in and take care of them. He had no means to provide for them. He had no home to provide for them. He didn't have anything for them, but he felt the tugging in his spirit that God wanted him to take care of the kids, and he did. I said that to say this: God is tugging at our hearts today to do some things that we never wanted or intended to do. But if we would learn how to listen to God and to understand that God makes no mistake, God will provide. Yes. And so out of obedience, he did what God called him to do, and God blessed him for the rest of his life. And so we see this morning, you're saying, Pastor, what is it about God's timing? Everything that God does has an appointed time. Everything is at an appointed time. And so what is time? Simply put, time is duration. Our clocks mark changes of time, and we even see that in our changing of time even on last night. We're in a new time even right now. Our timepieces are benchmarks of change that indicate the passage of time, and we could say that time is a necessary precondition for change. And it's sufficient for change to take place. In other words, if there is any change to take place in our lives, time will be involved. And so the bottom line this morning is God began in time. He created the universe in time, but he doesn't move in time. Before that, God was simply existing and there was no matter. And because God does not change, time had no existence and there was no meaning because there was no relationship outside of him. So time is of essence. Have you ever heard that phrase? Time is of essence. That's a legal phrase that means that there's a contract. See, if we would really understand that, even as I was sharing earlier about these appointed times of God, the reason why we honor those days are because we have agreed to a contract with him. We are covenant children, and that covenant is a contract. And when we follow the contract, we get the benefits of the contract. But when we fail to follow that contract, we fall short of receiving the fullness of what God has for us. Many of us, I'm included at times, we fail to receive the fullness of what God has for us. We get a portion of it, but we never get to see what the richness and the fullness of what God has for us. But God is strategically placing us in places and in situations and circumstances to show ourselves strong in him. So what are you saying this morning? He wants to take some of us who feel like we're nobody. Well, why can he use me? See, I'm going to share something with you. Everyone that God uses, he transports them from where they are to where he wants them to be. Go back and read through your word and you'll find every time he wanted to use someone powerfully he changed their name. Have you ever wondered why he changed their name? Let me just share something with you from the Hebrew perspective. And you say, why are you sharing us with all of that this morning? I'm sharing it because I went back to realize that from the original writings, we kind of missed a little bit because we didn't understand what he was saying. But if we could go back and read it with a new pair of glasses, we'll see what God was saying. The Hebrew people, they named their children the name of what they want them to become. They are not what they are when they are born. They give them the name of what they are to be. And so every time they speak to them, they are prophetically declaring what they will become. Abram was changed to Abraham, which meant father of many nations. So every time someone said, good morning, Abraham, they were saying, good morning, father of many nations. And it spoke it into being. You don't realize the power of God's spoken word. And so some of you are sitting here this morning and saying, well, what does that have to do with me? You may not feel that you are qualified this morning, but he takes you from where you are and he places you where he wants you to be, then he changes your name that you become what he wants you to become. We can see in our scripture this morning that the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Ephesus. He's speaking to the faithful saints of God. There are a few faithful. Everywhere I go, I find that there are a few faithful. I read an article the other day that kind of shocked me. It said 10% of church people do 90% of the church work. Let me say that again. 10% of church people do 90% of the church work. Which means that those 10% get burnt out. See, we put too much on 10% of the people. I'm saying this because 90% of you need to stand up this morning. 90% need to gather together. I'm challenging you this morning to rise up and begin to be part of that 10% and cause that number to increase. God called all of us, from the ceiling to the floor, from the pulpit to the door. He called all of us to work for him. And so I see this morning, he wants to be a blessing to all of us. And so as the apostle began to speak to those people, he starts out first by speaking a greeting of blessing. There it is again. From the Hebraic perspective, they always speak blessings over their families each morning. Amen. Blessings, Baruchatah, Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Ashur, Kiddushanu, B'mitzvotah, Vitzivanu, La'asot, Bereh Torah. They speak those blessings over their kids, their families, and everything within their households begin to flourish. If you don't do anything, just try to learn one or two of those words, because speaking them creates. You wonder how God spoke this world into existence? He spoke it by saying what I just said. Because Hebrew is the only spoken language that creates. When you speak it, it creates what it's supposed to be. That's what you are speaking. That's why it's so powerful. See, the enemy never wanted us to tap into that. And when I started teaching that, they told me, they said, Bishop, you've started a cult, and you're teaching those people all that funny stuff. But you know what? About 5 years after that, they came back and said, I wish I had listened to what you are talking about, because I just found out that what you are saying is true. God has a way of getting his word out whether we want to hear it or not. And see, I didn't realize this, but I was prophesied and spoken over as a kid that I would be a pioneer, and I didn't know what they were talking about. But God was putting me 3 to 5 years ahead of everyone. And my daughter said, Daddy, what you're preaching, I hear it 3 or 4 years after you preach it. And she said, that's what that meant when they called you a pioneer. You're going before others to prepare the way. You're like a forerunner. And so God wants to use some of us this morning to prepare the way. There are not every place that I can go. There are not places that I can be, but you can go those places. And he goes on to say, when he speaks the blessings over, he let them know that they've been chosen. You have been called out to be a blessing for God. You've been chosen to be that vessel that God wants to use even in this end time. And so this morning, I want us to just take a look. Let me just go through this passage of scripture of chapter 4, verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy. In other words, he wants you to walk in a divine calling that has the behavior, the character of what you're walking in. See, a lot of us, we have the titles, but are we walking in the behavior and the character of the title? See, I don't need the title. And my wife asked me this all the time. She said, why don't you introduce yourself as being a pastor? I said, I need to see if my light is shining. I can tell them that I am, but I want them to see if they can see it. And so he said, with all loving kindness and meekness, with long suffering and forbearing, love one another. And we got to get back to loving one another. And we're in a terrible situation right now. I don't know if I can, but I'll just tiptoe on this part. Election day is coming close. And we need to come together. Too much hatred. Too much division. Too much idolatry. It's time to, even this passage of scripture is talking about unifying, coming together for one cause. It says enduring to keeping the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. What is it that I need in this life? Yes, I can use some money, but give me peace. In other words, the people call it shalom. Means nothing missing, nothing broken. And the scripture goes on to say, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Body of Christ is one body, but it has many members. You are part of that body. You may not be the eye, you may not be the ear, the nose, you are part, but the part that you are is significant. Just because you're not the eye doesn't mean that you're not important. Just because you're not the ear or the mouth does not mean that you are important, because the mouth can't do what the fingers and hands can do. Only you can do what God called. Know what God has called you to do. As I say, get in your lane and read your own lines. And so, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He's given us grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. I feel
good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Now, back to the the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The